Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Jason and I were just talking about chickens, and he asked if we had chickens in yet. Well, I mean, they probably don't identify as chickens. I mean, you know, if the government asks us, they want to know if we have any chickens and cows and horses and donkeys and goats and kids. Kids would be baby goats. And I don't know if these things identify themselves as chickens or not, but they look like chickens. And there are about nine of them here at the farm, and two of them are roosters. And I said to Jason that they are the hardest working animals on the farm, bar none. And if you want to think about it, who do you know that's capable of giving birth almost every day? And that's what these gals do. They give the equivalent of birth every day. And you can hear them. I mean, it must be really uncomfortable because when they lay an egg, either they're really proud of it and say, y'all look over here, or they're screaming in pain. It's one of those two. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Devin. How are you? I was going to actually mention about that. I was listening to the broadcast yesterday, and this is called a fishing expedition, okay? This is not legal advice, but this is what they're doing. They're on a fishing expedition. And the best thing, in my humble laywoman's opinion, would be, if I was in your situation, I would have stayed on them, and I've got to sneeze. I think, no, it's gone away. If I was in your situation, what I would be doing is I would make up an affidavit and have it sworn in front of a justice, okay, a justice of the peace, we call them here in Australia, but it's a judge. And in this affidavit states that, that in your opinion, that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is on a fishing expedition. And if you use those words have a very specific meaning, or that you strongly suspect that the officials of the U.S. Department of Agriculture are on a fishing expedition with the intention of robbing you of your cattle, of any livestock that may happen to be in your possession, or something like that. So if you make up an affidavit, if I was in your situation, I would make up an affidavit which should say something like, on such and such a date I received this correspondence from so-and-so at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it is my... I plead the Fifth Amendment on to this document because I strongly suspect that said officials of the USDA are on a fishing expedition with the intention of robbing me of my livestock and other farm goods, something like that. And then, if they want to proceed, they have to then go to court and say, no, that's not what we were after. And then you go, really? chickens down the road. You know, the ones that the 1,000 chickens that you gaffed down the road. You know, what gives, basically, you know. And they can say, oh, but we're entitled to do that. And I say, well, I plead the Fifth. And you're entitled to plead the Fifth Amendment. You don't have to tell them anything. And that would be, if I was in your situation, and if I was in the United States, that's what I would be doing. So, like I said, not legal advice, not legal advice, but the affidavit is a very powerful legal tool, and I think that it will shut them down pronto if you make up an affidavit and say something like, in my, you know, I suspect that they're on a fishing expedition and I wish to plead the Fifth Amendment because I think that they want to rob me of my livestock.
I think it's more than that, Claire. I think it's even more than that. And the reason I say that...
I know, but that's what you would say to the court.
Mm-hmm. Right. But okay, what this thing is asking... we're talking about a document that farmers have received in the United States of America called the 2021 National Agricultural Classification Survey. And it says that your response is required by law, and it's provided by it's issued by the National Agricultural Statistics Service, and it says USDA on this document. It looks like a income tax form, and it wants to know a lot of things. It wants to know if you have any turkeys. It wants to know if you have any aquaculture in your an aquaculture operation. They want to know how many the largest number of colonies of bees owned by this operation, regardless of location. They want to know the sales and federal farm payments. They want to know include value from field crops, hay, silage, forage crops, Christmas trees, short rotation woody crops, seed crops, nursery, greenhouse, floriculture, sod, mushroom seeds, bulbs, vegetables, melons, fruits, nuts, berries, other crops, maple syrup, hogs and pigs, cattle and calves, sheep and lambs, goats, poultry, horses, bees and honey, eggs, dairy products, other animals, livestock, and animal products, fish, and other aquaculture. And they want to know whether there was none sold this year. I mean, sales and federal farm program payments. They want to know the amount. So none this year, $1 to $9.99, $1,000 to $24.99, $2,500 to $49.99, $5,000 to $9,999, $10,000 to $24,999, $25,000 to $49,999, $50,000 to $9,999, $100,000 to $149,999, $150,000 to $249,000, $250,000 to $349,000, $350,000 to $499,000, $500,000 to $1,000,000 or $1,000,000 and over. And they want to know how many men and women, and they want to know how many of them are men and how many are women that have been involved in decisions for this operation. Now, why do they want to know how many people have been decision makers rather than worker bees? You know, why do they want to know that? And they want to know the full name of the four people who were involved in decisions, the top four people. And they want to know the full name of person number one, person number two, person number three, person number four. They want to know the sex. They want to know the age. They want to know when they began farming. And they want to know, is this person Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? This is what they want to know. They also want to know they want to know if the person's white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, or Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander for those four people. So who are these people that want to know this?
Absolutely sounds like fishing expeditions.
Well, it sounds to me like... Well, yeah, and it also sounds... Well, it also sounds like they, when they want to do a takeover of the farms, they'll say, well, don't mess with that one. They're not doing anything. But this one over here, we're, you know, I'm just making this up. This one over here, they've got turkeys. I mean, and we're looking for turkeys, and we got to kill all the turkeys. Or we're looking for chickens. We're going to kill all the chickens because of the avian flu. And they've killed hundreds of millions of chickens already. Okay, that's why the price of eggs is up 3X, right? Literally, class. It's more than 3X. I was telling Jason that about 3 years ago, you could get eggs for about 28 cents a dozen at Aldi. Now eggs are about $3 a dozen. Yeah. No, I'm serious. So that's 10X, right? Typically, in the last couple of years, you know, during the Biden regime, they're only up maybe 3X. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that guy... flying around. You know, I was thinking about this, Gwyneth. I'm off on a little tangent. I was thinking about the mayors of the cities, like New York City. Got a goofball mayor there. We got a homo mayor in Chicago. We've got a governor in California who's lost touch with reality. We've got a homo in the Secretary of Transportation who was off for a couple months on maternity leave. And we're on the brink of nuclear war, and we've got a plagiarist and an Alzheimer's patient in the big chair. And we're on the brink of nuclear war, and we have a government that's replete with morons, idiots, incompetents, and homosexuals. And transsexuals. That's what we got. Unbelievable. That's where we are today.
And I want to know how many chickens people have got so that they can swoop in later and kill them all.
Well, there's bovine.
That's the definition of a fishing expedition. If you're on a fishing expedition, you're asking a bunch of questions so that later on you can go in and harm that person's enterprise somehow. That is the very definition of a fishing expedition. And you should make up an affidavit saying that you plead the Fifth, that their so-called law is in contravention of the Fifth Amendment and is thus null and void, and that further legal action against you will result in federal court action, and that I don't want to think it would ever come to that, but it probably won't because they'll probably back off because they know they're in the wrong. And that you're gonna plead the Fifth. It's a fishing expedition. It's in contravention of the Fifth Amendment. You know? And That's all right. We're not in contravention of the Fifth Amendment. We just want you to fill in the survey and say, well, you've surveyed in contravention of the Fifth Amendment and I'm not doing it.
Let's talk about two different strategies. Our tax people decided they wanted to invade our farm and see if they snoop around and see if there's anything else they could tax us on. And I told them, no, there isn't anything else. We haven't done anything different, so there's no additional things you can find to steal more money from us. But other people they've contacted, they said, sure, come on over, take a look. Why would we let them take a look?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules
molecules and 6 hormones protected in 1 special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, did you want to talk about Meghan and Harry?
Yeah, I would like to talk about them. I think I know. I was sort of musing on this point earlier on today because of something that one of Alex Jones' guests, Dr. Lee Merrick, mentioned. And I had to think about it, and I realized that she was absolutely right. She said that the people who, the people who think they run the show, the people like the members of the so-called great noble houses like Rothschild, for instance, and Saxe Coburg Goethe, and people like that, they have a particular criteria for the woman that they marry. And this is the criteria. That the woman must be a blue blood, that she must be of noble birth, and that all of her female ancestors must be of noble birth, and that that none of her ancestors should have ever have been her female ancestors, that is, along the direct female line. None of her ancestors along the direct female line must ever have been born out of wedlock. That they all must have been legitimate children born in wedlock, that they know who the father is, and that all of the daughters that are in their female line of ancestry, all of their ancestors that are in the female line of ancestry must be pure blue blood, meaning that their husbands were also blue blood. And I sat and I had to think about that. And I thought, that's absolutely gobsmacking. That would not be a very common bloodline at all. And I thought about Megan, and I thought, she doesn't really fit that criteria, does she? I don't think that she fits the criteria for being eligible to marry one of these high-level blue bloods. Like, I don't know, Prince Harry? Because although Prince Harry might not be the son of Prince Charles, his father, the pirate player, is probably still a blue blood, which means that genetically he is still a blue blood, although genetically probably, in my humble opinion, that he's probably not the son of Prince Charles, because he looks a lot more like the polo player, James Hewitt, than what he looks like Prince Charles. Now, I believe that Prince William is absolutely the son of Prince Charles, and it's very obvious to see that he is the son of Prince Charles and Princess Diana. But I think that by the time Harry got conceived, that Diana was over Charles. She didn't really like him anymore. She liked James Stewart instead. So, and this is not something that I came up with. This is not novel information or speculation or whatever. And I think that when Prince Harry asked this particular little thing to the side, this rule that they've had for probably thousands of years, that he set the cat among the pigeons, because he upset and disrupted their royal breeding program that they had maintained for thousands of years. So that's another reason for them to not like Meghan. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Now, I've been thinking about just that very, very thing. And I've been wondering, this is my mind wandering wild, has Meghan been put in place as an infiltrator, a honeypot, someone who was put in place to destroy the monarchy, someone have it out for the monarchy and destroy it from within? I wonder. I really do, because she sure is doing a good job at just that. Let me know what your thoughts are, Gwyneth, when we come back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will convene top U.S. military leaders today in the annual White House gathering that takes on special significance as the war in Ukraine rages on. In attendance will be Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, General Mark Milley, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and senior military leaders. The commander of the last Ukrainian force in Mariupol pleaded Wednesday with world leaders to help, saying that their end is near. The 36th Separate Marine Brigade, Ukraine's final stronghold in Mariupol, resisted earlier demands to surrender and had held out despite being vastly outnumbered 10 to 1. The Star Wars franchise Mandalorian has lost one of its actors.
Victory through combat is impossible. We will be captured. The child will be lost. Sadly, there is no scenario where the child is saved in which I survive.
51-year-old Rio Hackford, the voice behind the droid bounty hunter, passed away last week in Huntington Beach, California. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
In what is seen in the financial world as an inflation amplifier, the United States Department of Education plans to make changes to student loans. Those changes include reassessing the payment timelines for borrowers and loan forgiveness. The $1.7 trillion owed to the system would fall back onto taxpayers, adding to the national debt and inflation. The Biden administration continues to interfere with parental rights to raise their children as they see fit. Earlier this month, HHS Secretary Javier Becerra on the Hill was asked by a congresswoman if HHS was removing transgender kids from their parents.
I can respond very quickly. Congresswoman, I believe in supporting and protecting transgender youth. I believe that they, along with their parents and their caregivers, will make the best decisions. And I would really urge that politicians like you stay out of their business.
Democrat Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News weighs in.
What we're seeing is the government increasingly encroaching on this relationship, driving a wedge between parents and their kids and taking away parents' rights one by one. This is a dangerous thing. Conservative parents should have the right to raise their kids, to impart their values on their kids without fear of the government saying, well, you're a bad parent, and because you're a bad parent, we're going to take your kids away from you. And frankly, woke parents have the right to do the same. They have the right to raise their kids and impart their values to them as well. Government, unelected government bureaucrats, or the government in any way, should not be encroaching on this relationship and further taking away parents' rights.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Yeah, I've got your.
Take my.
When you go
to
the
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, so I've asked the question. I'm not making a statement. I'm just asking the question. Is it possible that Meghan is an infiltrator, with maybe her handlers wanting to destroy the monarchy? I'm just wondering. Gwyneth, do you have any thoughts or questions or comments about that?
It's possible, but it's probably not, you know, you probably couldn't say for sure, okay? But I've asserted for quite some time that, in my humble opinion, that Prince Harry as the reincarnation of King Henry VIII, and that Meghan is the reincarnation of Anne of Cleves, who was one of the wives of Henry VIII. And that these, back in the day, Anne of Cleves and Henry VIII had a very, very special relationship, to the point where even after the marriage was nullified, then he didn't boot her out. And that any time that Henry VIII needed to make a major decision, he would go to Anne of Cleves and ask her opinion. And that's exactly what Prince Harry does. Anytime he needs to make a major decision, he asks Meghan what he should do. And that's not what a husband should do. I mean, they should take account of the opinion of their wife, but they they shouldn't just do whatever she says, okay? He should have enough of a brain to be able to make a decision on his own. But apparently he feels the need to go and ask Meghan how to tie his shoelaces. I'm joking, of course. Yeah, I'm sure that he can tie his own shoelaces. But, you know what I mean, it's a saying, if that makes sense, you know. So it's certainly possible that she could be an infiltrator. But, you know, whether you could say it for sure, I don't think you could. You know, unless some document came to hand that was utterly incriminating and damning. But aside from that, you couldn't really say for sure, but it is possible.
Didn't she come almost out of nowhere? It wasn't the wedding post haste. Wasn't this whirlwind romance that just typically doesn't happen in those royal circles?
Yeah, it is kind of weird, isn't it? But the other thing is if it is a karmic relationship, and often karmic relationships are like that, the two people meet and they feel like they've always known each other, and they've said, well, we'd better get married. This is, we feel like we've known each other for, 400 years, and actually they have, so it is, like I say, it is possible that she has been placed there by people who wish to do harm to the royal family, but like I say, it would be impossible to say for sure unless documents were forthcoming to that end, if that makes sense.
It looks to me like William and Kate are stepping up their game and going out more and more and more and trying to get more of a percentage of the limelight in a positive way for the monarchy as compared to Harry and Meghan, who just seem to be on a demolition tour of the monarchy, threatening the monarchy. And then, of course, the latest is he loves his grandmother. And he wants to protect his grandmother. And for the past couple of years, he's been doing nothing but dynamiting the monarchy. It's the kind of son you wish you didn't have, that kind of a thing, you know? At least it seems that way to me.
Yeah. Well, the Queen, these days, the Queen really is old, Adele. I think she's dying. In my humble opinion. I think that the Queen is dying, and that it's all being kept very, very hush hush, mm-hmm. because she has hardly missed an Easter celebration since she was crowned, and she was crowned in when was she crowned? 54? I'm not quite sure, but it's been. A long, long, long time. It's been, in the 1950s she was crowned, and she's hardly missed an Easter celebration since, and she missed it this year. So So that would, to me, indicate that she is extremely ill. You know, that they couldn't even roll her in on a wheelchair or anything. You know, which if she was anywhere near halfway coherent, I mean, if it was creepy Uncle Joe, he didn't miss the Easter egg hunt. he had the Easter bunny telling him what to do, apparently. But he didn't miss the White House Easter egg hunt. You know. But the Queen, I don't think they could even roll her out in the wheelchair. I think the world would have been quite shocked at her deterioration. So they just said, no, she's not doing it. Which is in itself quite telling and quite something. I think that she's dying. And, I mean, you know, how long would it take her to die? Sometimes it takes people years to die. But, you know, I think that it's not going to take her years to die. I think that she's quite a way down the road because she was born in 1926, and that would make her 90. She's got to have her birthday soon. Her birthday is in, it's on April the 21st. So she's almost 96 years old. So that's getting on a little bit. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense to me. And, certainly no one I know wants her to die. Yeah, and she was born in 1926, April 21st. Gwyneth, I went in the kitchen yesterday, and Mrs. Finelli uses the computer in the kitchen. And there was the website for a funeral home back where we used to live in Virginia, in this little hamlet in Virginia, a little farming village. And there was an obituary on the screen. And I was really sad to see one of my friends who had died. He owned a business in this little county, and he was very well respected, and I left a message about that. And then I went, clicked back, and I looked at some other obituaries. I start at the top, the most recent. Gwyneth, there are people who are dying every 3-4 days in that little village, and it was a little village, and I can't believe how many people have died so quickly. Class, what I'm suggesting that you might want to do is look at the obituaries of the people that you know, and you might find out what I found out yesterday, and that this insidious genocide is taking people out, regardless of what they call the cause of death. It's unbelievable. It is accelerating the death of people whom we know. I am not kidding. I suggest that... if you want to know if people in your life, if you want to know if they're still alive, you might want to search the obituaries. It's an awful thing. And I'm very serious about this. I've never seen or heard anything like what I saw yesterday. I just sat in front of this screen for at least a half an hour just scrolling up and down the names of the last several years. It was very, very sad. I mean, I'm talking about bona fide, wonderful people have died. And to me, I think they died early. They're about my age or younger. And it seems like it's people are dying at an accelerated pace. That's what I'm saying. And I absolutely positively believe it. And for those who think that COVID isn't real, just go look at the obituaries. Some of them say, you know, with a long struggle with COVID, or died of COVID, or died quickly of COVID, or something like that. But I think that people died a COVID-enhanced death. I'm absolutely convinced, we've talked about this for so long, that this is engineered. And if you don't think it's engineered, then why is it that all of a sudden energy prices are 2-3x, egg prices are 3x, fertilizer prices are 3x, shortages in everything you could possibly imagine, can't get automobile parts, shipping is clogged, we've got morons in positions of power, we've got people who are easily bribed and manipulated in positions of power, they're called politicians. How do we get to this point? Our education is in shambles. Parents are now being arrested for trying to keep the filth out of the public training camp. Yeah, parents are trying to protect their children and they're getting arrested in public meetings for just standing up for the rights that parents have to protect their children. Why is it? Why are we being invaded and snooped on by people like Zuckerberg and all the rest of them? Why do we have so many satellites in space? Why are we being invaded with 5G, whether you want it or not? Your phone company is saying, well, you know, we don't support that anymore. We don't support the 3G phone. No. And so you buy a car and it's got navigation with 3G, and that goes away because... or that stops working because 3G is taken out of service? Did you ever think that that would happen? Did you ever think that your home security system would stop working because 3G would go away? Did they tell you when you bought your system it had a really short life expectancy? Or did you actually believe that this thing would be a one-time purchase and you'd have this box and it would send a signal to somebody, a fire department, the police department, ring the alarm or do something? And yet, that stops working because 3G gets shut down, because Verizon and AT&T and T-Mobile and U.S. Cellular decide that they're not gonna support 3G and pull out that equipment, replace it with 4G and 5G, and the 5G is a death sentence. It's a slow one, but it's a death sentence in my opinion. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us and live in Australia. Gwyneth, 1952. Queen Elizabeth's father died, and she became Queen Regent. And the next year, 1953, was her coronation. So she's been around for a pretty long time. Since so Queen Regent in 1952, that's about 70 years.
Yes.
So you're absolutely right.
Just one last thing before we move on from this topic, okay? One thing that Dr. Lee Merrick mentioned, and she mentioned this because she said it was a particular personal interest to her, because along her direct female line, she was the descendant of the Duke of Westphalia, okay, which is a high German nobility. And it's up there with the German king, okay, of old, when Germany had kings, okay, which once upon a time had many kings. And the Duke of Westphalia was one of these German royal families. And, you know, she said that she had discovered that there was a particular genetic marker that these European, British and European blue bloods carried. If they came from one of these direct female lines, and she said that if you were a woman and you had this genetic marker, then you were completely immune to spike protein attack, 100% immune from spike protein attack, and all of your children would also be immune to spike protein attack. That's whether they were sons or daughters. But if your children were not the progeny of a blue blood man, then the line would die there. Okay? And because the genetic marker was only passed on through the female line, although it was expressed through the male line with regard to spike protein protection. And I said to myself, well, that makes sense, because I know one or two people personally in my personal life in the old Celtic way of thinking, the language that they used in ancient times was a virgin of pure blood. That was the terminology that they used for one of these women. And in my whole life, I think I've met two of them. They are very, very rare, this particular genetic. I think I've met two of these women in my whole life. And I've met maybe thousands of people, and I've only met two women who would probably four. I've met four women. I forgot about the other two. I've met four women of all the thousands of people I've met in my life, going to university and being out there and, you know, in the universe. And I've met four women who have this genetic. And three of the women are sisters, and only one of the women is unrelated to these other three women. And this is it. In the Celtic, in the ancient Celtic way of life, of culture, of understanding the universe, they would say a virgin of pure blood, and they would count their genealogy not from who your father was, but from who your mother was. And I'll say that again for emphasis. In the ancient Celtic world, your genealogy was not regarded along the paternal line. It hardly even mattered. But it mattered who your mother was. And that's especially if you were a woman, and it was especially with regards to matters of magic. And to the ancient Celts, magic was hugely important. It defined almost everything that happened in your whole life. Everything happened because of magic, okay? And this is it. You know, you would go and you would see the magic woman for any important decision that you had to make, and her bloodline. For being a really powerful witch in the ancient Celtic way of being, she had to be a woman of pure blood. So that is something that was very highly regarded, and I think that it's significant when they genetically engineered this thing, the ones who would not be affected would be the woman and the men, the woman of pure blood and their sons and daughters. I'm not affected by spike protein attack, and I don't think that's an accident, Vincent.
But you know what? The Queen got it. Charles got it. Pretty much, the castle
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.